This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Celebrate the misery of the leftists, folks, the people that have to get up every morning knowing that they support in some way, form, or fashion Captain Demento and his team. Celebrate the idea that every day that you wake up, something is going to be revealed to you, a truth is going to be revealed to you about these leftist scumbags, and you are going to get to rejoice in knowing that your spidey sense was correct all along, that your common sense, that what you were viewing about this, that the thing that made you uneasy about what somebody was telling you in the news came to the fore, and you now know that you were right. You feel vindicated. You shouldn't, because you already knew. The idea that Hunter's laptop is a revelation to us. Revelation to who? It isn't a revelation to me. I knew that guy was a scumbag. Who knows? There's probably two or three other laptops. There's more pictures. There's more everything. We'll get to that in just a bit. Are you kidding me? The left, man, let me tell you, if you knew the inside dirt, what they were covering up, the scurrying that's going on, these roaches that are running around, trying to fix stuff, it would shock the living daylights out if you knew one fraction of the truth. I mean, if you verified it, I know the truth. Nothing's going to shock me. There is nothing on Hunter's laptop that I will find shocking. There is nothing that would be revealed about the Biden family, the Clinton family, the Obamas, any of these leftist, scurrilous scumbags that will dare take your money because they are craving power and wealth. Nothing will shock me. Make up a story. Go ahead. I dare you. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Get a hold of me. Make it up. If your story is good enough, I'll put it on the air. Tell me what it is you want to say. I'm just going to tell you. You could tell me they were caught with an orgy of Guatemalan midgets, and they were all cross-dressing transsexuals. I would be like, what? So whatever. Nothing is going to shock me. Nothing about them. Lots to talk about this hour. I want to cover Elon Musk and this whole Trump social thing. I think it's a fiasco. January 6th acquittal, that's in the news. We're going to talk about that. Got to talk about Hunter Biden. But maybe we should begin with what I teased in the first hour, which is this Germany situation with euthanasia. What an interesting story, folks. As if there isn't enough lunacy around Wu Flu, listen to this scam. This was an article published last year. Those choosing legal euthanasia in Germany must be vaccinated against the Wu Flu. Yeah. See, for those of you who are not aware, Germany permits legal euthanasia, legal suicide, for those suffering from serious or terminal illnesses. In other words, if you're in debilitating pain, they can do nothing for you. Go ahead. Take your life. Terminal illnesses. And before you dismiss it as, oh, it's horrible, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I saw a couple of Kevorkian videos, and I went, I see why that dude wants to die. He's married to Hillary Clinton, for goodness sakes. Whoa. Anyway, they got to meet certain specifications. But unbelievably, the suicidal who want permission to die by way of euthanasia must be vaccinated against Wu Flu. The German Euthanasia Association announced back in November of 2021 that they would only assist patients who had received the vaccination or recovered from Wu Flu. So no dying, folks, unless you've recovered from Wu Flu or you're ready to pay Big Pharma. Yeah. See, folks, the world really has become that stupid. Let me correct that. The leftist world really has become that stupid. So let me recap this. In Germany, if you aren't vaccinated against the deadly Wu Flu, hopefully you caught the sarcasm there, the irony, the sarcasm. Yeah, sarcasm. If you aren't vaccinated against Wu Flu, you can't commit legal suicide. Now, let me give you irony one. If you're suicidal and die of Wu Flu, Shame on you for not allowing the system to cash in on your death. After all, Big Pharma and the government deserve the right to kill you. Irony 2. Germany prohibits legal suicide unless you are vaccinated. Thus, you are regulated to commit illegal suicide, which you could do. Irony 3. The deadly Wu flu didn't actually kill you. Dang it, man! I don't even know how... I swear, I would think this story's made up if I didn't know that it was that it exists. The GEA, this is the German Euthanasia Association, demanded that suffering patients follow Germany's 2G rule that permitted them to deny access to the unvaccinated. They called them the GIMPs, or those who recovered, the Genesen. And this demand is supposedly for the protection of those who will assist the soon-to-be dearly departed. Human closeness is determined to be a, quote, breeding ground for coronavirus transmission, end quote. How does one socially distance from the dying? I want to know. I mean, somebody close to you is dying and they stay away. He's not vaccinated. So as a family member participates in this prepared and legally assisted death, the GEA believes that the family participants will be concerned about catching a disease that, number one, didn't kill the patient, and number two, has a 0.01% of killing them. They think that's what's going to be on your brain. I don't know if you've ever watched somebody die, but I don't think you're worried about, am I going to get Wu flu? Maybe if it was Ebola, I would say okay. But if they had the flu, I'm going to be right up on them, crying and hugging them and whatever else. I'll take my chances. Look, let me just say this, folks. It's up to those of us with royal blood to continue to preach sanity in the face of this Wu flu scam. Don't let anybody talk you out of this. This was a scam. Consider this notion, okay? Germany's constitution protects the right to choose how you die. However, you don't get to choose how you live. I want you to consider that notion for just a second. And they're probably not the only ones. And what are they doing it over? Over a lie. Would they do this for the flu? Short answer, heck no. But they're doing it for the Wu flu. Because they even, in the face of overwhelming evidence that this thing is a scam, they still got to act like it isn't. Until they finally just sort of let it slip away like it never happened. Stick around, folks. We got a lot more to talk.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her. Me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man Pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Welcome, everybody. I want to talk a little bit about social media and the things that we could be doing. And I you've heard me say it. I am very disappointed in Donald Trump and Truth Social. What a joke. Are you on it? Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. What I will say is this. If you're listening to this radio show and you're not in my database, it's hard, and I don't mean any disrespect, but it's difficult for me to take you seriously because I don't know what market I'm in, how long I'll be doing this or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how you're getting the program, so I have no control over that. The only thing I can control is when you get in my database and you say, Kevin, keep up with me. I want to keep up with you. That's it. So it's funny because, you know, we talk about trying to get 30,000 downloads a day for the show because it would fund the operation and things like that. And I have my good friends, Dale, he called me the other day, Kev, what do I need to do, man? I said, I don't really know, but here's what I do know. I need, go listen to the podcast at the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/listen. Go listen there and it will register that we, you know, that the show was being listened to. And I know that is monetized because we, you know, I know we're monetizing. But it's funny to me, people that we say, it doesn't take that many people for us to make a difference. It really doesn't. Let me ask you this. Do you think that I have 30,000 rabid fans? Do you think I do? Well, let me answer for you. I have a lot more than that. I can't get to them because social media won't let me. So however we get to them, this is how I do it. But let me tell you what my fans will say. Kevin, you guys send us too many emails. I get every email Trump sends. You know what I do when I see the title? If I don't want to read it, I delete it. If they can't grab my attention, I delete it. But I don't delete him. Because I need him to understand he's relevant. I get tons of emails that I go, whew, it's too much. But let me tell you why I keep what I keep. It's because they are relevant. They are the most relevant. I see something new, something innovative in their thoughts. It's called thought leadership. So if you think I'm a thought leader, you should download or listen to the podcast of this show. I appreciate those who listen on terrestrial radio, but we do much more than that. You know what everybody says that meets my team? I'll do an example. Comedy night. Comedy night we did March 31st in Scottsdale, Arizona. A lady walks up to me. She says, Kevin, I'm over a women's group. We have 600 women. She goes, I didn't know about this. She goes, this was amazing. I wish I didn't know. She knew of me through Fox, but she didn't know I even had a radio show, for goodness sake. You get what I'm saying? These are the things that we have to make sure are getting out. So anyway, back to this. So Trump has screwed the pooch, but last month, Elon Musk considered starting his own platform. But instead, he decided to build back better, if you catch my drift. And he said, I'll just buy Twitter. So he buys 9.2% of Twitter. He's the largest shareholder in the company. Now, here's what CNN said. News of the purchase sent shares of Twitter soaring 22% in early trading. Musk did not disclose what he paid for the shares, but his stake was worth $2.9 billion at the close of trading Friday and $3.5 billion after the spike early Monday. Now, I don't know whether I hope – I'm going to tell you, I hope Twitter fails. I'll get to that in a second. But here's what they go on to say. Musk's filing did not disclose the purpose of the purchase or any plans for the company. But he's been a high-profile critic of Twitter's policies in the past. Last month, he said he was giving serious thought to creating a new social media platform, which I hope he still does. I hope he scuttles Twitter. Given that Twitter serves as a de facto public town square, failing to adhere to free speech principles fundamentally undermines democracy. What should be done? Well, first of all, understand we don't have a democracy, Elon. We have a democratic republic. But they went on to say this. Anytime an investor buys 5% or more of the company's shares, they must disclose the purchase and filings with the SEC. Although a stake of less than 10% is considered passive in the eyes of Wall Street, it could signal an effort by Musk to take a more active role in how Twitter is run. That is one of the factors prompting other investors to buy shares and drive up the price early Monday. Let me tell you what I would do if I were Elon Musk. I would make a permanent loan to a friend for this equivalent amount of money that it takes to buy Twitter stock. So right now it's $3.5 billion. So loan me $3.5 billion. I'll go buy 9.2% of Twitter stock. So then we'd have 18.2, but which we'd have to declare, but none of us would be active. We would still be passive. And I'd do that 3 or 4 times until I own most of Twitter stock. And that would be the way I'd go about it. I'm sure there's some SEC lawyer out there going, Kevin, you can't do that. That would be illegal, whatever. So what? Think of me as a Clinton. No, think of me as a Biden. No, think of me as an Obama. No, think of me as James Comey. Think of me as the DOJ under Barack Obama or now. Anytime, right? I can get away with whatever I want. And so the guy says, another guy, his name is Dan Ives. He says, I think he intends to go active and force change at Twitter. This is a shot across the bow at Twitter's board and management team to start discussions. And so one of the things that was talked about was a video showing the moment Trump's Twitter account was reinstated. Breathtaking. Yeah, I saw the video. Now, I don't know if Elon Musk at 9.2% has that much juice. It's a $3 billion investment. He could get a lot of stuff done with that. But, you know, it is a leftist sleaze site, so I can't say what's going to happen. But I will tell you this, my heart was a flutter for a moment at the prospect of Musk pulling financial rank on the Twitter scumbags. And as I mentioned before, I hope Twitter fails miserably. Those Gestapo need to be shut down, as does the whole idea of woke. A company who can openly disrespect the president and remove his account? I can't stand Joe Biden, folks. But the usurper appointed as president by those who instituted the real insurrection, a.k.a. the coup. But I do stand for his right to get his message out to the world, as demented as it may be and unintelligible. And second, I do hope that Elon Musk launches a competitor to Twitter and Facebook. I'd like to run that company. And in any speculation about Truth Social, a Trump failure of monumental proportion so far. And third, if neither one or two occurs, I hope that Musk takes over Twitter, fires the entire team, brings on a group of pro-American patriots who will remake that piece of crap company. What do you think? Anyway, about Trump. Trump can't go back to Twitter. Because if he does, he's admitting that Truth Social has failed. The best thing that could happen to us is that Elon Musk got involved. Put Twitter on notice. Put social media on notice. Way to go, Elon. I've got a lot of respect for that guy.
Jackson Radio Show.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A historic space mission is now on its way to the International Space Station.
Stage one throttle down.
Throttling down in the preparation for max dynamic pressure.
Pressure.
A former NASA astronaut is leading the way, joined by three customers who paid over $50 million to work in space. The crew will dock Saturday and is taking more than 25 science experiments to work on during their stay. The mission is the first all-private crew flight in history. The jury in the trial of four men charged with plotting to kidnap and kill Michigan's governor has reached verdicts on some counts. Today, the judge asked them to return to the deliberation room and continue to work things out. USA Radio News. President Biden held a photo op at the White House Friday afternoon to celebrate his Supreme Court nominee Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's confirmation to the High Court. The Senate confirming Jackson yesterday with a 53-47 vote. President Biden declaring Jackson's confirmation as historic.
Yesterday, we all witnessed a truly historic moment presided over by the Vice President. There are moments that people go back in history and they're literally historic, consequential, fundamental shifts in American policy.
Biden hosting people outside at the White House, much like former President Donald Trump did, which Biden labeled a super spreader event. The Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts and Sciences is meeting on Friday to discuss what, if anything, could happen to Will Smith after his now infamous Oscar slap. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Mercedes, I'll start with you and where we are with Hunter Biden and all of this and the investigations, and why do you think we're not seeing more coverage?
Well, first of all, there's so much to this story, and I think Joe Biden is in a very difficult spot because, first of all, he should have never been Hunter Biden's spokesperson by making those comments that what he did was maybe not unethical, because now we're seeing these emails coming out. We're seeing the fact that the mainstream media is finally shedding some light to what the emails contained, and then the next question following that is what was Joe Biden involvement in these deals with Hunter Biden and obviously his foreign dealings with China and Ukraine, all very questionable. It creates a huge headache for the White House, for the Biden administration, in a time when Joe Biden's poll numbers are sinking on every other issue, including the economy, including obviously his foreign policy response so far.
That is Mercedes Schlapp. She is she's an attorney, but she's also the wife of Matt Schlapp, and they do the CPAC every year. And she's a pundit, and she's talking about Hunter Biden and what it means for the White House, et cetera, et cetera. And that's just the beginning. And she's on Harris Faulkner's show that comes on after Outnumbered. I don't know what they call the show because I don't watch Fox. But what you're going to hear next, she's going to continue finishing this statement, which is right. She's like, this is horrible for the Biden White House. But then this other lady, who's very smug, lefters are smug people. And I'm going to play another clip of something else just to prove it to you. This is when somebody's asking the HHS secretary to define a man, and he's smug about it. But anyway, they're smug about this because they really believe they can get away with it. They think they can do this stuff in your face, and there's nothing you can do. So let's hear the rest of the clip.
So, Harris, look, this is not what the White House needs right now. It is a huge distraction. It's very problematic for Joe Biden, and I think Hunter Biden might be sinking the Biden presidency as we're seeing this unfold.
Fascinating where you started there, that Joe Biden never should have been the spokesperson for Hunter Biden. Compromised. Has the president been compromised by anything that his son would have done? Laura, that's really the only reason Americans care about this. I mean, I don't need to see any more untoward, naked, drug-fueled video of Hunter Biden on YouTube. Don't care about any of that. But is our president compromised?
Look, there's absolutely no connection between Hunter Biden's businesses, and nothing has ever been unearthed to suggest that, as in your reporting, Harris, suggests as well. There's just not a connection. I think what Americans see in Hunter Biden is something especially women can relate to. This was a well-connected, wealthy guy that had access and got paid millions for doing kind of a bad job.
You think that's a gender thing?
To do. So, no, I think all Americans can relate to it. When you're a well-connected, but especially women, because we see that a lot. But I think Americans can relate to that. And so, but as to what it has to do with the Biden presidency, I would say very little. I think this headache is really more of a right-wing conservative journalism hangover.
So
really,
why is there an investigation at a high level?
Please. No. Harris, I have to respond to this. I was on the presidential campaign for President Trump, and when we brought up the questions about Hunter Biden and the laptops and the emails that the New York Post had received exclusively, that the Washington Post refused to verify for months, and then they told us on the campaign that we couldn't bring up Hunter Biden because they were like, oh, it could be part of a Russian misinformation campaign. That's a disservice to the American people when the mainstream media are not refused to question and cover the news. And they refused to let us speak about this issue on air.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. So, what's the connection to Joe, the lady asked. Well, maybe we'll tell you. The big guy. To heck with the Durham report. I'm more interested in the now soon to be daily drops we get from Hunter Biden's laptop. And trust me, folks, much more is going to come. You want to talk about slapping the smug look off those leftist face. You, Will Smith ain't got nothing on Chris Rock. The New York Times admitted reluctantly that their previous story regarding Hunter Biden's laptop was BS. Yet again, fake news. I can only imagine that editorial meeting where these guys said, look, there's other sources out there that know we knew about the laptop. We now have to fess up. And just so we are clear, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, the New York Times did not want to admit that they lied about Hunter's laptop. They were forced to. As I mentioned many times on this show, somebody explained to the Times that they were about to be outed as fake news. They had to get in front of the story. That's their deal. That's the way they try to save face. But understand this too. The New York Times was not alone. All, repeat, all leftist media outlets, including Fox News, claimed that the information regarding the laptop was Russian misinformation, and I swear to you, I so want. Where's the we have that Biden clip where he talks about 50 DOJ people said it.
So what about the Americans who really today only want me to ask you about Hunter Biden's laptop? How are you going to get them to see that you are fighting for them when they're so dead set against you?
There's nothing to any of that. Nothing to any of that. It's all a smear. Every major outfit, every serious investigator has pointed out that this is a smear. This is classic Trump. We have 4 days left, and all of a sudden, there's a laptop. And you may recall, there's also talk about 4 months before, there was a similar thing that somebody had, allegedly. There's overwhelming evidence that from the intelligence community that the Russians are engaged. I mean, look, this is, my son's an honorable man, and all the investigations that were done around the issue of what was going on in Ukraine, if you notice, every one of the major people who work for Trump during the impeachment went under oath, and under oath said Biden did his job. No law was broken. Biden, this Biden, did his job. Hunter Biden broke no laws. That was the testimony, their testimony, from Republicans and intelligence community people. So I think that it's, I just think, look, politics has become too crass, too dirty, too ugly, and the perpetrator of an awful lot of this has been, he didn't start at all, but he has taken to a new level, this president.
Yet again, Donald Trump ate my homework. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Joe Biden knows exactly what he's done. He is a criminal. The left know it. You know it. The moderates know it. The enemies of America know it. The world knows it. Everybody knows that Joe Biden is a criminal and his son ran their criminal enterprise. And look at everybody. He said, ooh, there's no serious investigator who says that Hunter did anything wrong. Well, where are these non-serious? How is it now that the serious investigators didn't do anything? What did they seriously not investigate it? Because we now know the laptop was absolutely real. Are you following me? I know you are. Joe Biden, what do you expect? He is a pathological liar. If you think he suddenly stopped, he's in the business of being a pathological liar. What are you talking about, people? We know this. And so when they're called out, you know what they do? Oh, you're stupid. The lady that was in the clip with Mercedes Schlapp. Prove it. Go for it. Go for it. I'll go for it. Notice you get sued if anything that you do on the left, like, for example, putting Dominion with this cheat. Oh, we'll sue you. We'll sue you. Dominion cheated in the election. Everybody knows it. All these machines were rigged. And here's Joe Biden saying, it's 4 days before the election. He's just trying to deflect. Deflect from what? Deflect from the truth? He wasn't deflecting. Trump was pointing out exactly what was going on. And just like he was right about that, when they cheated him out of the election, and he says, Joe, you know you cheated. You people are crazy. Look at what you're doing here. You're spreading misinformation. Why is it that every time they accuse us of spreading misinformation, it turns out it's true? It's funny how that works. And what's crazy about it is, we get people out there starting to believe in, Trump, I mean, he's so polarizing. He's polarizing how? Because he pointed out the truth 4 days before the election. Then after they stole it from him, he pointed out additional truths that said, this doesn't make any sense. Statistically, it's an impossibility. And then when he fights to win his rightful presidency, I can't believe he's fighting. He's messing around with the democracy, which is not a democracy. It's a democratic republic. And I could go on. I'm sick of these wishy-washy chumps. Ooh, almost used a bad word.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
You are going to wake up every day through midterms and into the next presidential election knowing that the Democrats are getting crushed. They're going to fall under their own weight, the weight of their lies. And who? I know you got to be asking yourself, how have they not broken their backs up to this point? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. .com 844-551-8255. As we're learning in the Putin percolated drips, the contents of Hunter Biden's laptop will crush the big guy, as well as the leftists who have covered for the Biden's criminal family. Not that we need much more information, but according to the Daily Mail, more information will soon appear. Now, you knew from the beginning when they said Hunter Biden left that laptop at a repair shop. You knew it was his. They knew it was his. Then we found out there's another laptop that the Russians got. I don't even know what's on that bad boy. But the source who distributed Hunter Biden's laptop to congressmen and media is now fled the United States to Switzerland. You want to know why? He's afraid of dying. Because let me explain something to you people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Democrats will kill you. Don't believe me? Ask Scalia. I'm sorry, Scalise. Scalia's already dead. Justice Scalia. I meant Scalise. You knew who I meant. Jack Massey gave the Daily Mail a copy of the hard drive from Hunter's abandoned laptop in the spring of 2021. He also gave copies and material from it to the Washington Post, the New York Times, and Senator Chuck Grassley in his rank as ranking Republican on the Senate Judiciary Committee. But what Maxie said is they sat on it for months. For the past 2 weeks, they say he's been hiding in Zurich, working with IT experts to dig out more data from what they call the laptop from hell that I call the laptop from heaven. Think about what state of mind you had to be in to take a laptop in with that kind of incriminating information and leave it, and then to get another one stolen and never raise the flag to your dad or anybody else of what happened. And then I want you to imagine this. You're the guy who put that crackhead in charge of the family fortune. If you wanted to invoke the 25th Amendment on Joe Biden, the fact that Hunter is still not like in prison. I mean, I'm sorry. I would do tough love. I'd put Hunter away and I would put a gag order on him and nobody could talk to him. Because, really? Maxie, a former co-host of ex-Donald Trump advisor Steve Bannon's podcast, The War Room, claims he and his colleagues had found 450 gigabytes of deleted material, including 80,000 images and videos and more than 120,000 archived emails. If you don't think the Democrats are crapping bricks, as I put politely, because we used to say it a different way. You better know. Woo! They are scared. Across the board. The media, Fauci's hardly in the news because the media onslaught right now is being done by Ron Klain, who is the chief of staff of Biden. And he's going out there going, listen, if Hunter and James Biden did something wrong, it has nothing to do with Joe, okay? Nothing, I tell you. And people aren't buying it. So this guy, Maxie, says he's going to post them online in a searchable database in the coming weeks. Now, 450 gigs of data. If it was just videos, it's 2 hours of video. 2 hours of video. Now, Hunter, we know, you know, he gave us snippets of what's on his videos, but 80,000 images. What do you think's on those images? Would it surprise you if it were women who were being sex trafficked? Would it surprise you if it was pornographic pictures of women? By the way, do you know Joe Biden, he signed the act where you can't, what do they call it, Revenge Sex Act. Is his son going to get caught in the Revenge Sex Act? Given that he's got all these pictures of I mean, I don't know what's on there, but it's like I said before, knowing what Hunter's willing to publish, can you imagine what he was throwing away, what he was deleting? Whoa! I wouldn't want to be the person tasked with looking. You can't unsee some things. You know what I'm saying? Just a handful. I'm just saying, I've seen only small amounts of what Hunter's done. The one with, you remember this? Do you remember the one with the prostitute and snorting coke? You know, that those were the tame in the videos for Hunter to say, no, I'll keep those. I don't want to delete, but delete the incriminating stuff. Let me tell you, Democrats have to be scrambling. How do you keep a lid on this when multiple media outlets all got the same files? So this lady wrote a piece. She says, Hunter Biden won't like the interview his father's chief of staff, Ron Klain, did with ABC George Stephanopoulos on Sunday. Asked about the Delaware investigation into the president's son's business affairs, Klain threw Hunter and his uncle, Jim Biden, under the bus. Biden is confident that his family did the right thing. But again, I just want to be clear. These are the actions by Hunter and his brother. They're private matters. They don't involve the president. And they certainly are something that no one in the White House is involved in, which tells you all you need to know. They're involved. Yeah. And what's bad about it is Biden said, I got nothing to do with my son. I told you, I read from an article, 12 instances where Joe Biden has been caught dealing with things of his son. He thinks he's going to talk his way out of this. Let me tell you what, if there's any way that the media believes they're going to get their credibility back, they better doggone Skippy start doing investigative journalism. Now, I know what they're telling people. You talk, you die. I watch House of Cards. I know people get killed in politics. There are people that know information who are scared to death right now. But let me tell you, somebody's going to tell. Party Line, parroted by the Washington Post and CNN in their belated coverage of the story last week, is what this person wrote. Sure, they say it looks bad for Hunter, but gosh, Joe Biden had nothing to do with it. Unfortunately, this line of defense does not sustain scrutiny. Judging by morsels trickling out of the ongoing investigation into Hunter, the scope has widened to include questions involving Joe Biden. Witnesses testifying before the Delaware grand jury are believed to have been asked if they know who is the big guy, referred to in coded fashion in emails on Hunter's abandoned laptop and in WhatsApp messages his former business partner, Tony Bobulinski, handed to the FBI in October of 2020. Bobulinski asserts that the big guy is Joe Biden. The identity of the big guy is relevant because he was to be allocated 10% equity in a joint venture Hunter and partners were cooking up with Chinese company CEFC, according to an email on the laptop. Hunter Biden called his dad the big guy, or my chairman, and frequently referenced him, asking him for sign-off or advice on various potential deals that we were discussing, Bobulinski wrote in a letter to the Post on October of 2020. I've seen VP Biden saying he never talked to Hunter about his business. I've seen firsthand that that's not true because it wasn't just Hunter's business. They said they were putting the family name and the Biden family name and its legacy on the line. There is evidence on the laptop that Joe Biden profited from Hunter's overseas business dealings, including mingled finances, shared bank accounts, and household bills Hunter was expected to pay his father. And I've already talked about this, but he said he had to give half his salary, and he had been paying to the big guy, and had been paying for everything for his entire family for 30 years. But this writer of this article says, but even if Klain and the media pals want to dismiss evidence of Biden's involvement in his family's influence peddling scheme, including meetings with Hunter's foreign partners, that doesn't clear him. There is no country in the world where millions of dollars paid to a top official's son for doing nothing would not be regarded as corruption. Large payments to children of powerful government officials by those with interests potentially affected by those officials' actions are universally understood to be corrupt efforts to influence the officials, says Manhattan litigation lawyer Francis Minton. I'm going to leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.